You just heard Freebird encroaching into Pretzel Logic. Oh, and there it is in the background again, Freebird. We just hit that guitar solo. There were 3 minutes left, and I said, I don't know if I can just take the rest of that of the Freebird solo there. But, you know, you just heard a Boomer Hour with Max Chowdhury. That was hard listening. Now it's 3 a.m. It's the witching hour. Of course, we're listening to Pretzel Logic. Don't get it twisted. Pretzel Logic tonight, we're eschewing theme. We're saying goodbye to theme, and we're playing one of the most random playlists we've had so far. We have 3 guests in the studio tonight. It was gonna be Dream Pop, and then I decided that was fake. Dream Pop isn't even real. I need to mic up my guests here. All right, you're all mic'd up now. Everybody want to introduce themselves real quick?
I'm Kyle.
My name's Terry Cole.
And I'm Matt.
I'm from Santa Cruz, California.
It's the same group. Really.
It's the same. We literally just like rotated.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. We made the old switcheroo.
Adam's manning the show now.
Adam's the man.
I'm the captain now.
I am the captain.
All right. Well, we have some discussions for you. Hopefully.
Discussion.
Some hot takes, hopefully. Hopefully some more prog hating.
Some fire, flaming, piping, spicy hot takes. Boiling takes.
Thank you. Yeah, boiling takes.
Fetid takes. Steaming, rank, filthy takes.
Oh, my God. This man, he can't get him under control. All right. Well, we're going to start today in a pretty random place, but you know, just stick with me this whole time. We'll be fun. All right.
Look where it got you. My mouth runs on to. Shouts for softer and it feels pretty soft to me. And if it takes shit to make bliss, well, I feel pretty blissfully. If life's not beautiful without the pain, well, I just would rather never ever even see beauty again. Well, as life gets longer, awful feels softer and it feels pretty soft to me. Well, I feel good.
We just heard Sugar Cube, Yellow Tango, and before that, The View, Modest Mouse. And the hot takes starting early and often tonight. Good news, Modest Mouse album. Better than This Is a Long Drive for someone with nothing to think about. What do you think about that one, Max?
Please leave.
Really?
He simply disagrees. I do not agree.
Lonesome Crowded West and Moon in Antarctica, obviously untouchable above everything else. I think good news. I think it's better than A Long Drive.
That is...
I feel like that's a fair take. People really hate on that album way, way, way too much.
Yeah.
Just because of the popularity of a couple of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I will still defend... I mean, it's not one of the best Modest Mouse songs, but I will still defend Float On. It's a great song,
It is a good song, I would say.
And there's a lot of... The whole middle of This Is a Long Drive, you can kind of just say, all right.
Okay, fair. I can see your perspective.
You can see my perspective on that one, and I have no hot take on Yellow Tango. They're just incredible.
Mm. Any other piping hot takes we've got? Anybody? Brimming.
Kyle, you got any hot takes for the world?
We were talking about Pinkerton versus Blue album earlier.
Oh yeah, we were indeed.
I think Max and I were pretty much in agreement on Pinkerton.
I think we're firmly in the Pinkerton camp.
Wait,
I'm not firmly yet.
Is the lead singer of Modest Mouse Deadmau5?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's a scorching.
It's actually Danger Mouse.
You better watch out.
I thought Danger Mouse and Deadmau5 were the same person.
No,
and it's the same guy from Mouse the book too.
It's actually Art Spiegelman.
Yeah, it's Art Spiegelman.
Yeah, singing.
Shout out to Art Spiegelman. Didn't think we were going to be shouting out Spiegel tonight. Actually, this is a Pretzel Logic tradition. We usually throw around Everybody usually throws around a couple of shout outs. I always shout out my mother Claire Curtis, who's asleep in Charleston, South Carolina right now. But if there's any other shout outs y'all want to hit, you know, send out into the ether. Go ahead.
To the abyss.
Shout outs to, I don't even know who's worthy of a shout out.
Aidan B. Rowan.
Aidan Doobie Rowan.
True,
though.
True.
I would die for that.
Wait, what's the Charles's last name that we just
Charles Stone.
And Charles Keyes.
Charles Keyes.
All right, shout out Charles Keyes.
Oh,
and Charles Stone.
Cool. And Charles Stone. I'm not gonna try to shout out Charles
there's
Stone,
some,
but
there's some goats. There are a lot of folks.
Two Charleses in my room earlier.
Folks that are goated on the sticks, baby.
Goated on the sticks.
Talking here.
Shout out to snow, honestly.
Shout out to snow.
Oh, it's snowing harder than it was before.
It was snowing harder. Yeah, shout out to snow. I retract that shout out to snow. Oh my God. I was on my way up because I went to Philly for Thanksgiving. Shout out Philly. Yeah, hell yeah. P-Town.
Amazing.
Talking going into Center City, going to the Christmas Village.
Shout out Fishtown. Yeah, shout out Fishtown.
Shout out the Rocky Steps. But yeah, as I was driving back from Philly, from Greenwich to Worcester, it was just like pitch black. You could not see the lanes. My cousin was driving. We were legitimately without traction for a solid like half hour. It was ridiculous. It legitimately took us like 8 hours to get back. And it took like 5 hours to get down there. It was harrowing. We were driving up.
It was harrowing.
We were driving up Packard. And like we were like halfway up. And then suddenly his car just starts sliding backwards. He's like, I'm dropping you off the bottom. You have to haul your luggage up the hill. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
It's just fair enough at that point.
Fair enough, baby.
Lucky for me, I'm not driving, so.
Yeah,
Terry, any shout outs?
Just walking up in these streets.
I gave a shout out.
Oh, you shouted. All right, you got a shout out in there.
And Charles Keyes.
Charles Dickens, Christmas Carol.
I'm not gonna shout out
Max,
Charles
actually,
Dickens.
You haven't shouted out anybody, have you? Well, you did a lot of shout outs, but
I did a bunch of consecutive shout outs. But as far as like individual shout outs, I guess like my Instagram group chat that's been spamming me this entire time, I don't know if they stopped listening yet, but the full name is it's so long.
They were listening to you though?
Yeah, it's Eeg Bowie when are we goes beast mode, anti-onion gang, Andrew WK fan club, Jaggerback crowd.
Shout out to Andrew WK for real.
Shout outs to Andrew WK. I'm talking and party hard lord.
Opposite shout out to anybody that hates on Andrew W. Cannon. What's that? I Get Wet, right?
I Get Wet, yeah, that's
it. Anybody that hates on I Get Wet.
To people, or can we just give them the concepts?
Give shout out a concept. Shout out an idea.
Shout out to head scratching. Head scratching helps me a lot when I need to think. Mm-hmm. I can scratch my head.
I mean, there's science to that. Thinking. It pulls the brain cells, like, brain cells are magnetic, so it pulls it closer to your fingers.
Shout out to the panini presses in DeWick.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Dining center that allows.
I need to do that. I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, I should make more use of that station.
I'm gonna take two waffles and make a sandwich and put it in the panini press.
What in the middle?
We should hit late night after this and do that.
I wish there was late night at 3:18 in the morning on a Tuesday.
Shout out the guy in my short fiction class that literally wrote a short story about going to late night.
Late night is absolutely late night. It's like the real like pits of humanity, because it's either like
you really do see that. It's like see some dark faces.
It's
in
like
there.
It's like either people in their gym jams or just like people that are absolutely
people that are getting gym jam
beyond people faded,
puking like on their plates and putting them onto the conveyor belt.
Have you seen that?
It has happened.
That is. That's terrifying. Foul. That is terrifying. That should. That's
you
like.
You know what I want to.
We should burn the school down.
If,
it's terrible.
If any Tufts authority is listening right now, if any of you 18 people have any authority over what happens late at late night,
cancel.
Yeah, abolish late night.
Actually, please don't.
We're back on our abolished late night.
Back on that position.
No, but what I was really going to say, really abolish on the meatballs in late night. Nobody eats those meatballs.
No one eats them. I ate them once. I put them on the sandwich.
Yeah, but did you regret it?
Yes, because I just went back and ate the whatever. Bread, cheese, pizza.
The meatballs are just
banished meatballs.
Atrocious. Yeah, and most meatballs in general, we can just.
Oh send. No!
There are good meatballs. There are good meatballs. But
Swedish meatballs, baby.
Swedish. The IKEA, the horse meatballs. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, baby. Of course.
The IKEA, the horse. All right.
The
shout
best
out
balls.
We'll end this dialogue saying shout out IKEA shout and their horse meatballs.
Shout outs to meatballs.
All right, we're going on a different wave now. We're gonna listen to some Bill Callahan, some Smog. Let's do it. I was well known.
like a newborn babe, sharp thing hidden in my hand, shaped like an ascoli. Gonna stick you in the eye with a foreign object. Gonna poke you in the eye with a foreign object. Poses, keep my weapon hand low, whip my head around a little, get blood on the front row. I'm gonna jab you in the eye with a foreign object. I personally will stab you in the eye with a foreign object. Foreign object, foreign object, foreign object.
We just heard Foreign Object from the Mountain Goats album Beat the Champ. And we have in the studio with us tonight an expert in the field of wrestling, I believe.
Yes.
So yeah. We can get to that in a second. And before that, we heard I Was a Stranger. That's Smog, Bill Callahan, from the 1997 album Red Apple Falls. Just been recently having a love affair with Smog. Knock, knock.
The dragon?
the dragon.
The
into Dragon X.
Yeah, right, sort of the logistics of that seem a little...
Well, you know, it's we make it work.
You make
I'll
it work.
I'll just say that. Yeah, I'll just like, leave it at the,
okay,
leave it to that.
Understandable. But we make it
been work. Having a love affair with some with Smog recently. Red Apple Falls, Knock Knock, Dongs of Savotion, incredible albums. People have not bumped Dongs of Savotion out there. You should really put that on.
I stay bumping dongs.
Bump those
I'm
dongs.
Bumping dongs, bump. Dongs on dongs on dongs.
Dress sexy.
Dongs are bumping on me, honestly.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Dress sexy at my funeral. Incredible song. Incredible song and a, you know, an apt message too, really. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was that phase of the show. Really doing random things tonight. And I never really said, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, we're coming to like halfway point in the show. You want to do a PSA? Are you conscious enough to do a PSA?
I think I could do a fantastic PSA.
And Terry's awake again.
We have awakened Terry.
We have awakened the beast.
Like, Terry arises.
It's like waving.
That's kind of how it works between
waving the
Smog,
PSA
you know?
Book under his nose. That
today we're going to talk about...
What are we talking about?
Texting too? While driving.
Texting while driving. Are you sure that? Are you sure that? Oh, FCC,
this is a
you hear that one?
For all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and
that's me.
Apologies if things get a little uncomfortable.
Mm.
But
in what way?
How does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just ask them to stop texting?
Stop texting.
It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
You'll live.
A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Outside it is snowing harder and harder and harder.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
This radio show is actually a cry for help for people to save us from
texting and driving.
Yeah, save us from texting.
I think the texting.
The evils of technology.
It's because you're always on. Yeah, I mean, you know who is right. I mean, the Industrial Revolution has been a disaster for the human race.
Shout out Anthony Davis Payton, man who hates technology.
Shout out to. I can't say.
Yeah, don't save that shout out for later. Save that shout out for hard listening. I'm not taking that one.
Pour one out for Teddy K.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Free Teddy K. Free Ted K.
Yeah, can we? Is that too political for the radio? Can we say Free Teddy K on the radio?
Free Teddy K. He's a political prisoner.
He is a political
prisoner.
Like
Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, but Bobby Shmurda never made a song go to the race.
No. Did you see the tweet that was like, I listen to the race 10 times a day so Take It can buy chips in jail?
Incredible.
All right. What hot takes do we have to spit?
Another hot take
there
on that one. Hot take is that Beat the Champ is, I don't know, this isn't even that hot, but Beat the Champ is easily the best Mountain Goats album of this decade.
It's an A tier Mountain Goats album.
For Christmas Is You by Mariah. Oh, yeah. It's a really awful. Terrible.
I don't think that's such a hot take in this group.
I generally agree.
Hot take. I think it's a good song.
That's a good song.
Are you merely playing the devil's advocate?
No. I will turn up to some "All I Want for Christmas Is You." I think it's been overplayed, but I don't think it's.
Yeah, honestly, I will too. I mean, I'll turn up to anything.
Honestly, if it's been a long time and it comes to that time of year, you'd mosh to it.
I have moshed to it.
You have moshed to it.
Yeah, I have.
You want to tell that story?
It's not much of a story. The story is I moshed to
It's not much
Christmas
of a story.
It was not much of a story. Yeah.
Every so often, Terry awakens from his trance to deliver us in that.
Yeah, it's like we have another
great line.
They're like the saltish, the like
one-liner man over here.
Oh, yeah. It's like whatever you wave under like someone's nose to get them to wake up. It's just like that, but with like pristine Steely Dan LPs. Just like put a copy of Gaucho under his nose.
Have we discussed my hot Steely Dan takes?
That pretzel logic is better than
they're not wanted.
Terry
is sick and tired of my takes.
We will commit a war crime in WMFO.
To keep in your head because they bring too much pain.
Listen. I never professed to dislike any Steely Dan album. I think they're all pretty much incredible. Mm-hmm. I just think that Pretzel Logic and Katie Lied are better than Asia.
No.
I just think that...
Wait, Katie Lied? Don't Katie you Pretzel Logic Part 2?
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah.
Throwing around hot takes. I mean, okay. I do think Pretzel Logic is better than Katie Lied, but...
Okay, also Black Friday is just, like, such an insane start to an album.
Yeah, listen, I'm not throwing any Asia hate in the world. I just think that they were at their best on Pretzel Logic.
I mean, y'all know... I have a very strong, a firm opinion on what the best Steely Dan record is.
I think a lot of people will agree with you, too.
Yeah, baby. Countdown to Ecstasy. I'm serious.
All right.
It's my favorite Steely Dan album.
Never. I retract my comment about a lot of people will agree with you, but I respect your take. I respect your take. I love it. It's very good.
I'm talking Bodhisattva.
Yeah, we just watched this man play Bodhisattva on
Clone Hero.
He shredded it.
I saw Donald Fagen sing the Boston Rag.
Bring back
every time. Every time Insanely Rejected posts a Donald Fagen meme, it's always liked by Peter Eichel.
I'm just saying, bring back the Boston Rag. But yeah, Showbiz Kids. When he says the F word on Showbiz Kids. Have y'all heard that song before? When he says the F word on Showbiz Kids. Quiet down.
I'm not that big on Steely Dan in general, though, actually. That's kind of a hot take.
That's a hot take?
Leave.
It's kind of a hot take. Like, I don't know.
You know what the title of my show is, right?
Their instruments sound clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on Asia, it's a little bit too clear.
It's because they're really, really smart. Steely Dan is the smartest band in the world. They're like the Rick and Morty of music.
All right. That was a sentence uttered by Max Chow-Gillette.
And I
would just like to say that Pretzel Logic does not associate morally with him.
I'm a man of low moral character.
Yeah, he's just proved that to all. Have we lost listeners from that comment?
Yeah, you have to check.
Let me check it. Let me refresh it.
Zero listeners. Just like no.
10 listeners, 8 listeners gone from that one comment. You see what kind of chaos he's run.
Yeah, y'all see what happens when you do it without the fez on.
We gotta get our stats guy here, you know?
Yeah, we do need the stats guy.
Stats.
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to read this?
Yeah, you gotta read that.
All right, The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Now, believe me, I'm excited about this, and I didn't just say, do I have to read this? Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form, and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. We need your money. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything you do. I know you want to hear future iterations of Pretzel Logic, future iterations of Hard Listening. Maybe one day Terry Cole will have a show of his own. What a stargazing idea that is.
I want my money.
There will be one day Eichelbaum Sonic Experiences broadcast across the 91.5 FM.
Well, Medford's ears better get ready for that, because they're gonna they've got a different thing coming.
He's gonna spread subliminal messaging.
All right.
He's gonna tell the kid. He's gonna infiltrate your children's mind, poison them, turn them against you.
Think of
WMFO as your pet dog, and during this donations drive, you wanna feed it more sweet dollars. Little great little turds in your lawn. That
you, you heard it. You're first.
You heard it. You're first. Yeah.
Stuff those dollars in your dog.
I think of us as
listen,
the.
We actually have dogs here. If you guys don't donate to us, these dogs will die.
We will.
They will starve to death.
You don't donate.
It's like, you know, you can hear the Sarah McLachlan song playing. Like, thank you. It's. Now we probably have 8 listeners. You know, they're just going off and off and off.
It's because Max is sick.
If you guys do not donate, if you don't tithe 10% of your income to WMFO in Medford, 91.5, I'm sorry, but we'll be forced to euthanize Jumbo. Jumbo is going to have to die again. I'm going to get all my boys together, and we're going to push real hard, and we're going to tip Jumbo over.
The tape of this radio... What is that noise? The tape of this radio hour is going to become quite a controversial subject,
This is going to be the...
The euthanization of Jumbo is coming
up? It's like the Nixon recordings. The Tomlin's presidency.
Give WMFO, the more little poops it'll make.
All right, Terry, I'm about to de-mic Terry.
It's like a little dog that decided to join the Branch Davidians.
A little dog in my hands.
that's fantastic. Really that's such a good bit.
All right,
we ready for more tunes?
I'm ready to pound out some more tunes. Music exists at this point. What if we get real sad with it? Alright, let's go.
They're gonna lay me low.
Lay me low.
They're gonna sink me
in the snow.
They're gonna throw back their heads and crow. When I go, they're gonna jump and shout.
Lay me low.
They're gonna wave their arms about. All the stories will come out when I go. Stars will glow bright, and my friends will give up the fight. They'll see my work in a different light. Yeah, when I go, they'll try telephoning my mother, but they'll end up getting my brother, who'll spill a story of some long gone lover that I hardly know. Hats off to the man on top of the world. Come crawl up here, baby, and I'll show you how it works if you wanna be my.
friend and you wanna repent and you want it all to end and you wanna know when. Well, do it now, don't care how. Take your final bow, make a stand, take my hand and blow it all to hell. They're gonna inform the police chief, who'll breathe a sigh of relief. He'll say, oh, I'm a lander and a bad lander and a thief. Yeah, when I go up, they'll interview my teachers, who'll say I was one of God's sorry creatures. They'll print informative six-page features. When I go, they'll bang a big old gong. The motorcade will be 10 miles long. The world joined together for a farewell song. When they put me down below, they'll sound a fugal horn. And the sea will rage and the sky. To the man on top of the world, come crawl up here, baby, and we can watch this damn thing turn. If you wanna be my friend and you wanna repent and you want it all to end and you want.
We just heard one of the biggest bangers ever recorded. Sad bangers, that is. Lay Me Low. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Let Love In. From pretty much the best Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds record. There's cases to be made. Oh, a hot take? Oh, is that too hot a take for you?
It is. No, that's too hot a take for me. I mean, I think it's definitely one of his best.
It has to be one in that sequence of three.
It's like
that, Murder Ballads, or.
And Tender Prey.
And Tender Prey, exactly. It has to be one of those. And I would make an argument maybe for Murder Ballads. I would not make an argument for Tender Prey.
There are so many fantastic tracks on Tender Prey. I played Deanna my first night.
Oh, yeah?
And I love... Yeah. And also, like, all of Nick Cave's... Literally, as far as, like, someone with, like, a consistent discography...
Yeah, he's really never made
Nick
a bad
Cave
album.
Has, like, almost never made a bad
and
album.
And he does something pretty interesting every time. Even the albums that I don't really like, I don't particularly like Dig Lazarus Dig, but I respect it.
Yeah.
I have all the respect in the world for it. And even like I love The Boatman's Call.
Mm-hmm.
And
Abattoir Blues.
Yeah, Abattoir Blues. Abattoir Blues is so ambitious, man.
So good.
It's so good. All right. Terry, right before that song ended, you just said you would impulse bought something. You want to tell the live audience what you impulse bought?
I bought some all-natural, organic lion's mane mushroom supplements, which were recently proven in a completely legal mushroom that grows somewhere and was recently proven in a Japanese... research, study.
Are you incriminating yourself paper, right now, Terry?
It's legal.
To regrow the brains of rats with dementia.
That's interesting.
So, actually, do you have dementia?
Do you know a lot? Do you know any rats
with dementia, bro?
Are you a rat? His rats are getting dementia, and he has to.
You lift weights to make your muscles bigger.
Mm.
You eat lion's mane mushrooms.
Where do you work out? Where do you work out? Lion's mane mushrooms.
Lion's mane. Fair enough.
Oh man.
That's good as hell.
I was really tempted to pull the trigger on Carly Rae Jepsen. I know I dissed her in the last hour with my boomer voice, but I've been listening to nothing but Carly Rae. She's just so astoundingly good. Mm. Emotion, impeccable, dedicated. Mm. Emotion side B is also like so good. Dedicated, her album that dropped earlier this year is also like insane. But she dropped some holiday merch, and there's a sweatshirt that says Carly Slay Jepsen. Like, no, slay like the sled.
I got a notification that the supplements showed up at the mailroom.
Oh, no. The supplements have arrived.
Right now?
Didn't you also impulse buy some CBD?
No.
Is that right? No, but you really want
to. No, he impulse bought some CBT.
CBT.
Mm. We can't expand that. that initial. Oh, I know what I got. I bought, there's this British grime artist, Jamie.
Jamie,
he's so good.
Amazing, I love Jamie.
So he's dropping his new album,
yes.
Grime MC. It's not going to be out on like streaming services.
Oh yeah?
And I want to like support the artist, and thank God he was selling them, because it's all like whatever British like things with like insane shipping prices. On his website, shout outs to Jamie. If you ever
shout outs to Grime in general.
Shout outs to Grime.
Nobody has any respect for Grime.
Oh my God, Stormzy's coming to Dallas, and I'm so excited. I'm so astoundingly excited. I love Stormzy so much.
This has been a great year for UK.
I'm excited. He's coming to Dallas too.
We're all going to Dallas.
You clowns, pull up to Dallas.
We're all going to Texas. Stormzy.
I bought the CD. I bought Jamie's CD, which he had done like free worldwide shipping on, which was so tight of him. And I think it just showed up in the mailroom. And what showed up the day before was, I don't have a disc drive in my computer, and I have no means of playing CDs, so I had to buy an external disc drive.
Terry. Oh.
I had to buy an external disc drive. What was that, Terry?
Recently, over the Thanksgiving break, I almost impulse bought a Sony Discman CD25S, which is like a titanium slim version of this audiophile Discman they made.
Mm-hmm.
Is absolutely gorgeous.
Did you buy it?
I didn't, because it was $500 on eBay, and I knew that.
Yeah, the utility of that.
I would buy CDs just to.
Yeah, I have a bunch of CDs.
Yeah, I was just seeing him looking at his CDs in his room.
Oh, do you like CDs?
What? No,
I'll end that joke.
Okay.
Prematurely.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's tight. I love CDs.
Alright. I have two more songs laid out here, but I'm not particularly witted either of them. So if there's anything that the boys in the studio would... Alright, what did you say?
This is L.A. by Lemon D.
This is L.A. by Lemon D. Am I going to regret this choice, Terry?
You have to play... It should have been L.A. themed. Stone approved. You should have played I Love L.A. by Randy Newman, followed by Enema by Tool.
That's a progression.
Just for like the I love LA to I hate LA.
That's true.
That'd be so tight.
That's true.
I've been listening to nothing but Carly Rae and Tool. It's like the two genders.
Oh God.
Sorry, Carly Rae, Tool, and REM, the three genders.
REM certainly deserves its own gender.
I love Michael Stipe.
All right. You want to preface this Lemon D song that we're about to hear?
That was the preface.
Okay, that was a good preface.
Let it roll. Right,
let's hear Lemon. Let's hear. This is LA Lemon D. All right. We're about to say goodbye out here. It's 3:55. You've been listening to Pretzel Logic, Don't Get It Twisted. This week we have been eschewing theme. The next 2 weeks, they're going to be the final two episodes for the semester, and I'm just going to be playing my favorite songs that came out in 2019. Songs of the year 2019, next 2 weeks. Max is making strange noises.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my... I'm calculating. I'm doing the laps in my mind to think about my number one song this year.
Of this year? Yeah,
of this year.
We can have that conversation.
So far, I need to look back at because I've listened to an astounding amount of music this year. I don't know what my number one is.
Freebird.
Freebird's Freebird's my song of
2019's best song.
Stupid Horse by 100 Gex, maybe. I listened to that nonstop. As far as song, yeah, that came out this year. What's another song that came out this year?
I got a lot of
options.
I gotta say, it's getting one of them that's gonna be up there for me is lots of songs off this record, but Butcher of the World from the new Lingua Ignata record.
Oh yeah,
I bumped that
album goes so hard.
Non-stop
that
when
album
it came
goes
out.
So hard.
We'll put you on. We'll
yeah,
push
we'll
you
put
on.
You onto it. Also another album that I
Boy Omega.
Another
Lingua Ignata.
Lingua Ignata, very good. Yeah. Another album that very different from Lingua Ignata as one of my albums of the year, just as far as listening rates, was Denzel Curry's Zoo.
Oh yeah,
which is just
it doesn't. It's definitely not as cohesive as
Taboo or
Imperial. It's just fantastic.
It's just banger after banger.
That
after
song
banger.
With Rick Ross is really really
oh,
just
Birds,
goes so
Birds,
hard.
Birds goes so hard. Ricky goes so hard.
Yeah, Ricky is one of that's one of my rap songs.
Wish goes so hard. Shake 88, Carol. Literally, I'm just naming all the songs that
you're
out.
Just going through. Yeah,
yeah. Denzel Curry is like
one song that you'll definitely be hearing from me in the next couple of weeks. Also, is Box of Wheaties, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Quella Chris song from his amazing album that came out this year. Been obsessed with that one. You'll definitely hear an Ezra Furman song. From her new album, you'll definitely be hearing some Wise Blood. You'll definitely be hearing some
Wise Blood, baby.
You'll definitely be hearing at least one Mount Eerie song. Although that, I don't know. I still kind of stan the album, but it's only because anything he does, I'll take.
Philly, baby.
Terry's staring out the window.
Sadly,
the hour is winding down.
Staring out the window.
Wistful.
My old apartment.
Oh God.
Just going into full
reason
stuff.
Do you
want to
do an ASMR show next week?
I can't say I do, but if I find myself with a sub hour, we should definitely do. We should do a full conversation hour at some time.
Conversation.
That'll be fun.
We can do that. We can do that more next semester.
Yeah.
And there is Ella.
Yeah, dude.
What a Wonderful Life, is that correct?
Yeah.
What a Wonderful Life is about to happen in 2 minutes. Yeah. What a fun. It didn't happen last week, did it? It didn't happen.
No. It was.
Asleep. Yeah, well, it happens. It happens. The listeners had to suffer automation, you know?
Yes.
They had to, you know, to suffer the pains of automation. All right. We've been here long enough. We've been here for 2 hours.
2 hours.
You heard Hard Listening. You heard Pretzel Logic. You decide for yourself which one was better.
Bangers on bangers.
You decide for yourself, you know, which person played Russian, which one didn't, you know, so. Anyway, we'll fade out with a Roxy Music song.
Heck yeah,
from
dude.
The best Roxy Music album, For Your Pleasure, 1973. Roxy Music, one of the best bands of the 1970s. Roxy Music, better than Rush. Come on.
No, Rush is...
It's two different worlds. But
I mean, they're two different worlds, but Rush is just I'm operating on a higher thetan level listening to Rush.
God.
I have assumed... It's like Dianetics, but in audio form. I'm joining Heaven's Gate.
We're closing Hot Take debate.
Hot Takes is closed after that freezing cold take from Max. Just an awful take,
yeah,
really.
Just
all right,
burning, fetid, filthy take.
It was really a filthy take. All right, we're about to be taking up somebody else's time, so I'm playing this song.
All right, kids,
do the Strand. Mm-hmm. You'll only hear a few seconds of it, but it's wonderful. So go and listen to it for yourself. You know. All right, and good night, everybody.
Good night, good night,
don't
good
get
night.
It twisted. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We love you. We love you. We love you. Mm-hmm. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Don't do it.